You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, it's always good talking to you. How the heck are you, sir?
Really good, Dan.
Things are starting to happen, you know, the big second, well, there's like three or four recessions in a row. I can't keep track of them anymore.
I hear you.
It just seems like they're coming and going, but everything's going good, I hope.
I think things are good.
You know, families doing good.
Yep.
Ducked away from all the COVID stuff that's going on.
Yes. Fortunate there. So currently have a friend and daughter is battling a cancer thing, and you know, just I think now we got to start paying attention to cancer.
Yeah, back to that again, huh?
I really think I don't understand these people we elect, but cancer is kind of a significant thing, I believe, and
yeah,
they need to get on the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I don't understand the people we elect either, but that's another show.
We're going to not talk about that.
No, we're not. So, well, Greg, how are sales in your office?
Good.
Okay.
They are really good. They are.
Okay. Have you noticed them slowing down at all?
I think somewhat maybe the activity and people searching, multiple offers have slowed down a lot. So, you know, there basically are swings that happen, and we have different groups in our office, and different groups are busy, and some groups are off a little bit. We happen to be the off group. And I just think it's a little bit what your inventory is and what your specialties are. And
mm-hmm.
I guess that's what brings the market around. So,
how is the new home market?
The new home market is good. I think it's very stable right now. I think the prices are coming into line, although everybody was ridiculously hooked on what lumber prices were. Lumber prices mm-hmm. are terrible, terrible. They are. Well, as everyone was looking at lumber came back down, then everything else went up too. So, you know, it's the costs are up and cabinet prices are going up 1st of December. Floor coverings are up. I mean, it's just everything else has gone up, and mm-hmm. it was a natural. I mean, everything else goes up. Your transportation costs, fuel went up here after our election, and mm-hmm. so costs just are going up. I mean, even going to a grocery store now, and you can see the significant changes.
Yeah. Of course, some people, you know, they don't have to worry about the rising fuel costs.
Yes, that's correct. Now, it takes me a minute there, Dad. Takes me a minute, yes. We've electrified together.
You're the one that talked, that listening to you, I'm like, you know, he's a bright guy, and, you know, he knows what's going on, and how he knows how to conserve money, and he'd be a good politician.
I don't think so. But the thing that you're spot on is you always worry about the gas prices mm-hmm. and how, through the new administration, we were just like, jack those things up, give money back to the Arabs and all those goofy things and bad decisions. And now that you got an electric car, and that's something. Doesn't matter.
Don't care. I always, when I was traveling, like we go down to Albert Lee and back, you know, a minimum of once a week.
Yeah.
And we always look at that price of gas.
Not anymore. Did it go up again? Oh.
Yeah. It's like, big deal.
I know. It's uncalled for. It's just a sad, sad thing. And I think the oil companies got back in the groove, and they were mm-hmm. able to do what they're doing. And I don't, anybody knows why this gasoline went up a buck a gallon? You're going to have to let your legislator know why, and maybe they can fix it.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
That's all I care.
That's right.
Well, Greg, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you for either, you know, to sell their current home or if they're looking at new construction?
Yep. Give us a call at 651-437-2121.
And just ask for anybody in the home results group.
Yep. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
There you go. Any specific listings you want to feature?
Well, we've got a new listing coming up on 31st Street, and that's a two-story, and it'll be right around the 300 mark.
Okay. Is that the magic soon. Price now?
I think 300 is that's comfortable for a lot of first-time buyers. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of older, you know, ramblers down in the Westwood area with mm-hmm. a single-car garage, and they're over the 300 mark. So 300 is kind of the start point for a single-family home.
Mm-hmm.
And you still have some of the multiples, and that's swinging back, you know, to the point where it's maybe caught my interest a little bit and maybe would consider some. I still have a parcel I'm working on trying to get developed, so maybe we can swing that back to an attached multi. So, I don't know. The market changes about every year.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does. It's crazy to say.
As a realtor, how do you keep up with that? How do you know? Because if you have to kind of be somewhere in that train as it's moving along.
Yes, and these are really turbulent times. Things change so fast that you just really do have to try and keep up with what's being marketed. And so you got to look, of course, our biggest tool is the MLS, and mm-hmm. you can look up, see what's sold, go to other communities, see what sells there. It is amazing the information that you can draw from that when you want to know one market to the other market. And I think what's good about that is some new ideas come up in a different community and they sell good, and then you search them on the MLS. You got to keep your eye on on the other builders and see what product they're doing, and you can gain some pretty good ideas.
Well, Greg, let's start into our topic of the week, because we kind of talked about it a little bit at the beginning of our show today here. How should we price our home? With the crazy, we'll call them crazy multiple offers, is mm-hmm. kind of cooled down quite a bit. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is. I think everybody knows that, too. I mean, okay. that I don't think is any secret. Or,
right.
I think a lot of people feel like they missed it. I think that we're still pricing things in accordance with what those sold. You know, if the appraisal process works on six-month comps. And so if you look at your comps, what sold 6 months ago is now within what, and everybody's trying to adjust down from that. We're still using those comps, I guess, is all I'm going to say. And the values have, I believe, stayed the same. It's just the turn and, you know, how long it takes is going to be a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think traditionally it's always been that you put your home on the market. You see how, if it doesn't sell, you see what the reasons are. You maybe adjust your price or make the necessary adjustments. It might be a certain improvement that was a comment all the time. So I think that is more the traditional way, whereas, you know, 6 months ago or 4 months ago, it was like, didn't seem to matter what it was. It was like gone. If you put your house on the market and you were anywhere close, boom, it was gone. And it would go for more sometimes. And that was a wild, wild market. We saw homes at $50,000 more than asking.
Wow.
Which is just wild.
How did people come up with that extra money? Because you got to believe that they weren't appraising quite that quickly. You know, the appraisal you kind of mentioned takes a little yep. time to catch up. Yep. If somebody yep. overbids, is it a lot of people were coming into the market with a lot of equity in their homes already?
And I think that was the case. A lot of okay. people that had the equity, people that had the cash. And so I think that would make it easier. But I think in general, the appraisers that I know and the transactions I'm in, the appraisers really did a good job keeping up with that market, which is a very difficult thing, because they have to keep things as far as comps, and it's hard in that market when things are so volatile. And then to look back, it was hard to look back when things were happening on a weekly or monthly basis, to look back over a period of time, like 3 months or 6 months, and find any comps. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a good job, because I didn't see a lot of problems with appraisals in general. I'm sure there's always going to be, yeah, that was bad and that was bad, but we had really very few issues with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
There you go. So how do you know how to price your home? I mean, as a realtor, you have to be on top of it. How do you know what to put on a price of a home if you're selling for, you know, an individual?
Well, right now we have the MLS, of course, and we okay. look at the comps that did sell, and we use that history. If we can't find really good comps, sometimes you got to go a little further out of this community. But, you know, we kind of try and zero in on that, and recently we found some pretty good comps for everything. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a safe bet to say if you can't find a comp in, let's say, in Hastings, can you start looking in other areas like yeah. Apple Valley?
You have to be a little careful on
because
those markets.
They might
a little
be
more
a little,
activity, a little more
yeah,
inflated.
Different.
They might sell better and faster and for mm-hmm. more money in those communities because the demand's higher.
Mm-hmm.
So Hastings is still a relatively traditional market. It's a smaller market, so the values don't peak as much as the other areas. So
more stable than is it?
More stable, I'd say, yes. Okay. And, of course, for us, it was volatile right in Hastings to be all over the map with pricing and not know comps and where the market would sell and how you should price things. So right now, I think we're back to where, you know, the traditional appraisals kind of work. But you always have, now you have it on the other side where, well, things sold maybe at such high prices, are we able to attain those? Well, inventory is still down.
It is.
So okay. It's hard to find a house. So that's the big unknown today. Can we still price things the way we were? And I think there's a lot of people that are probably saying, oh, we can't get what we used to because the demand's not there. And I just don't think that that's the right way. I think the high demand is not there, but the demand is still there because it's low inventory. And we just appraised a house this afternoon. And I looked at the people and I said, I think we're going to appraise this the same as when the high market was there, because the value of your home is definitely here and you can't find a home. So if you start looking at the market, it's hard to find homes. So the low inventory is now the thing that's going to drive the prices and I think hold the prices. Okay. So if you're being told that you can't get that for your house, give us a call because I think we could explain it.
Okay, and again, that phone number?
651-437-2121.
As a realtor, that has to be a tough part of your job when you have a market cooling like this. And and I would think at least, is this a correct statement, that if I would put my home on the market and I'm thinking, wow, you know, within 24 hours I'm going to have 10 bids on it or 10 stuff. But
that's gone.
Those days are gone.
That's
gone. How do you explain that to the customer or the seller?
Only takes one.
that's true, right?
Well, that's what it always was. Yeah. It always was. And, you know, I think you're going to be a little bit more of that. And don't expect all kinds of multiple offers, and you're not going to get people bidding anymore. So those days are gone. So if you're, I know that kind of became a routine, is to price it where maybe a low appraisal was and let the frenzy do the pricing. Maybe that's a good theory or not. I never quite ever bought into that too much. So
it has that, but so in other words, what you're saying is that you used to kind of just set what you thought it was, say 100,000, really hoping that you'd get multiple offers and drive it up. Where now you're being more realistic, saying, well, this house really is a $120,000 home.
Yes.
And so you're just starting right off with what you feel is.
Or it's a $300,000 house, we'll price it at $300,000.
$300,000,
and maybe some folks would say, well, price it at $280,000 and we'll get multiple offers and it'll get more than that. Well, nowadays, maybe you don't want to do that too much because $280,000
may
be the thing.
You may not get it.
It might be, well, you're only asking $280,000. Why are we going to pay you more than that?
Yeah. Yeah. So really, is it a safe bet to say then that the attitude of the buyer too has changed?
Most definitely. And I believe there are some people out there that are right now wishing they hadn't maybe done what they did, but buyer's remorse is a big thing.
Is it? Okay. Okay, especially when you sell that fast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
It's a hard thing to talk about because some people just jump too hard, you know. And you know, you ever go to an auction, you bid an auction, and then all of a sudden the gavel goes down, they say sold, you think, ooh, did I get that? Do I own that?
I know exactly what you're saying, and that was kind of happening in the housing market.
Yeah, and you just couldn't
be
sure. You couldn't be sure. And then when you explain it to your other backseat drivers, like relatives and friends, they think, oh, boy, you did what?
Yeah.
And I know the big thing was go into a home without an inspection. And that was really a tough deal. You know, you assume a lot of things then.
That has to be scary.
I think in this day and age, it's pretty hard to do something without an inspection.
Right. Wow.
Or you have to know that a lot of things are wrong, and it doesn't matter. You're going to go in and do a major remodel anyway. So there can be times, don't get me wrong, that an inspection is just not necessary.
So may as well save your money because you know what's
you have know to you're going to
anyway.
Go into it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what we did out where we were.
Yep. You did a major, so you cover all the bases then.
Yep. And we knew it going in, and we hired a good. You know, builder, you and your son.
Thank you.
It all turned out good. Now the value is a lot more than what we ever thought.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Greg, I remember you and I talked, and you go, well, you'll get it back, but it's going to take a long time. And here it was 3 years later, and it was already, but that was an exceptional
No. Nobody saw this freight train coming down the track.
Right. So we got really lucky on it.
Absolutely. Nobody saw the market doing that. And I mean, all of a sudden, it just ignited. And it's still, when you look back, why did it do that? You know?
Why did it do that?
You know, I don't
know. Is there any answers yet?
No. I haven't called any politicians, though, and found out.
Well, yeah.
They have that answer.
Well, they love it along with your governments because as the prices of and values of homes go up, guess what else goes up?
I understand.
You and I
just heard that interview the other day. That was very interesting.
Which one?
The county commissioner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't hear him say we're going to roll things back a little bit, or, you know, now we're going to have extra income because houses have increased on maybe average 10% or whatever it is. That increases their
budget's 10%.
Their income's 10%, and they're pretty hard to let go of that extra 10% they've got.
Exactly. And they're just sitting back, just the cash registers are ringing, and there's nothing we can do about it. I said that to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you got a lot for your house, but you know what happened? Property values went up, which means twice a year there's a bill you have to pay.
Yep. That's an interesting situation there.
Mm-hmm. You and I, as business people, can't raise, just sit back and go, well, we're having a 10% raise for the next 3 years and stuff, because we probably are going to be out of business.
The good thing, though, Dan, he's looking into it.
Not real hard.
Oops.
Yeah. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you again?
Give me a call to Diana Realty, 651-437-2121.
So we have about 3 minutes left or so. Our topic today is, how should we price our home? How about new homes, though? You don't have that kind of flexibility because you have more set costs. Is that a fair statement?
That's what's always hurt new homes is, you know, you go through these periods of time where the new home construction is definitely more than existing, and we're definitely at a time whether maybe a year to 2 years ago that was definitely the case, and it seemed to get a little bit worse, but now the market ignited and existing homes are up there. We're seeing a lot of new construction activity because, you know, basically we sit on inventory of lots, and those prices, some of that stuff doesn't really change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the new inventory and some of the new lots that are coming on, that's not true. The new lots are really expensive to bring on. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed that all communities, including Hastings, and I think John Hinsman was in here a couple weeks ago talking about that, that people, I don't know that I agreed with him, but I see what he had a reason of what's happening is the price of the lots are up. So they're building these big homes on smaller lots, which if I want to, personally, if I want a nice big home, I also want a big lot, but that may not be financially feasible these days.
Yeah, and it all has to do with the market and the values of the lots. Our values of lots are just based on cost. That's the only way to do it. And per front foot and how much your fees are to bring a lot online, what the expenses are, the requirements to bring a lot online, whether it be park, there's a lot of city expenses. And I mean, that's a major cost. So just in booking a trip, here's an example. The trip itself is $580. How much do you think the state of Alaska tax is on a trip?
Probably $580.
$300.
$300.
The trip costs $500, the tax is
$300. Wow.
Wow, huh?
That is unbelievable. How do we stop all this? Another program.
That's another eye-opener there for me.
You bet.
When somebody says, you think it can't get worse, well, here we go.
Oh, just wait. Just wait a day or two. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you again?
Give me a call at Diana Realty, 651-437-2121.
Greg, it's been fun. Thank you very much.
Dan.
I learned a lot.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We had in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Again, if you want to get a hold of Greg, give him a call at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone in the Home Results Group. KDWA Hastings.